All right, hello and welcome back to the DBB segment known as Yu-Gi-Oh, where we recap all of the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters anime. But before we get into the episodes we have for today, which are 46 through 50, we must introduce ourselves. And with you today, I am the king of Dungeon Dice, Enrique.
And it's your boy, Yami T-Max, back once again.
And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to Dungeon Dice. That's damn right, boys. We have finally got into the greatest arc in Yu-Gi-Oh! History that's never been topped and never will be typed. Dungeon Dice Monsters.
Let's go.
So we start off. Duke Devlin comes out the cut. Flex on bitches.
He said, new game shot. What's up?
He said, I got a new game shot. Quadruple the size of your little punk ass grandpa's shop. To be fair, that shop was nice as shit. That was big as hell.
Who, Duke's?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a pretty nice shop.
Can't that shit didn't look like a car shop. That looked like a fucking sports complex.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You know he was bringing bitches back to the pad daily.
Bro, he had like 12 of them on him in the classroom.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He's got his pick.
Duke Devlin, more like Duke Kim. So Duke's out there flexing, and then Jelly pulls up on Duke on some thug shit, thinking about, oh, I'm going to intimidate Duke. Duke said, hold up, little bro. I will fuck you up, period. And Joey was like, huh? You not know who I am? I'm Joey Wheeler from Brooklyn, New York. And then Joey got handled.
Bro, he got super duper handled. Can we just, oh, Joey a dummy. I'm confused. It's really weird how they build Joey.
No, it made sense. Literally, Joey literally said why he fucking lost to Duke. If I don't know if you're listening, but I mean, he said,
yes,
I was doing so much different in Duel's Kingdom when I had something to duel for, but now I don't have the same fire. Like, it was like, Joey, why can't you just say Duke beat your ass and just leave it at that? Come on, I love you, Joey.
Excuses, bro, excuses.
But you're getting folded. You got folded by Duke, bro.
He got folded by Duke.
In Duel Monster, Duke didn't even challenge him to Dungeon Dice. He challenged him to Duel Monster straight up, handled him like a little bitch. And then what did he do to him? He turned him into an actual bitch.
Oh. Bro, the dog suit was crazy. I would like to take just a second to mention the outfits in this arc and how crazy
they were.
Why were
they so fucking good?
They were fire, bro.
Dude, I wrote this down too. I was Yugi, what the fuck?
Yugi with the vest is kind of crazy, son.
That one was kind of weak. The gray and black vest was kind of weak.
No, it was not.
It was weak to me.
Bro, the vest for Yugi is fire.
Taya and Tristan's fits?
Uh-huh.
Stupid. They went dummy for no reason.
Uh-huh. Bro, hey, Duke Devlin wearing the vest and no shirt? Kinda nuts.
And he got like the little fucking Native American headband going on with the earrings?
Mm-hmm. The dangly earrings, bro.
Shit was tough.
Oh my gosh, I wish I could be Duke Devlin.
Doesn't everyone? But can we talk about the important fart? The important fart? What the fuck?
Yeah, yo. Who's got that? I didn't know there was any.
The important part of this episode slash section. Joey is delivering newspapers despite receiving $3 million from Yugi. $3 million.
He done went and spent it already.
No surgery cost $3 million, period.
That surgery was $2.75 million.
LeBron could tear his ACL tomorrow. He is not spending $3 million on surgery. All right, okay. She should be fine. She don't need three M's. She don't need 3 M's for that. A couple hundred K, bam, you're fixed. Put the rest of that into a fucking, you know, investment plan. Joey could be rolling and balling out in high school. Instead, this motherfucker's out here delivering newspaper and wearing dog outfits. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
How much richer could Kaiba be than 3 mil? Like, I can't imagine that much.
No, Kaiba's net worth definitely over 50 mil in this show.
His personally?
Yes. Kaiba.
Isn't his pop still around?
Don't care. Kaiba the face of the company. Kaiba the face of the company.
That's true.
Kaiba be doing all the inventing. He's coming up with the tech.
But he might not. How many shares does Kaiba have? Because they have a board of directors.
I don't care. Kaiba's net worth is definitely over 50 M's in this show.
All right, fine.
He's got to be. He's Kaiba, bro. There's no way he's worth less than that walking around in the white jacket that's coming.
That damn white jacket with the damn chain around his neck. God damn, he's so cold.
Fucking elite outfit.
God, he's so fucking him. So after Duke punks Joey in Duel Monsters, right?
Turns him into his bitch. He makes him
run around. Yeah, he runs his bitch with his other bitches. You know what I'm saying? The three other ones. The big lip one. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but okay.
Can we talk about how that's the one that fucking just jumped on Joey, straight up just sumo'd him? That shit was insane.
That's why he got her. He don't got her because she bad. He got her for a bodyguard. The fuck? That's why she here. It makes sense when you think about it. Just sit there and think about why you got her there.
The other two were just kicking poor Joey, and then she just full on frog splashes Joey him, bro. She frog splashed him.
Joey was getting rocked. Taya should have jumped in there, okay?
Oh, Taya wouldn't have stood a chance, bro. Taya would have got tossed.
If a woman disrespects you, you call your girlfriend / sister to go beat her ass.
Taya wouldn't have done nothing. Taya would have got whooped.
Taya can't take... You tell me Taya can't take one of the two, not Big Lip one?
No. Well, maybe one-on-one. She could possibly stand a chance, but I'm still saying no. Absolutely not.
You don't think Taya can stand on business?
No. We'll talk about that at some point, the business that she tried to stand on.
That's crazy statement you just made. I don't know what it's in reference to either. So, of course, Yugi has to be the savior again. He's like, let's play Duel Monsters. The Duke said, nah, fuck all that. He's like, what? I don't want to play that shit. Fuck you. You don't play my game. And Yugi was like, because you're I'm glad Duke did this because Yugi's the king of games.
Mm-hmm.
Not king of Duel Monster, king of games.
Mm-hmm.
So he made Yugi earn that shit. He said, you the king of games, right? You Mr. Big Old Bad Bitch, huh? Motherfucker, talking all that shit. King of games this, king of games that. Man, beat me at a different game then. And Yugi was like, shit, all right. What you got? Chinese checkers? Backgammon? Poker? What are you playing?
Cribbage?
He said, Dungeon Dice Monster. He said, what the fuck is a Dungeon Dice Monster? He said, it's a new shit I made up. And this is where Yugi should have said, fuck that, no. You never play someone in a game they've created, ever. No. Because they always fucking cheat and don't explain the rules, or they'll make up some shit and they'll say it because there's no fucking official rule book. Like, it's bullshit. And that's what Duke did to his ass this entire match.
Bro, the whole time.
If Duke was really stood on business.
I forgot to mention. You forgot to mention D's, bitch.
He did give Yugi a rule book, though. Yugi should have read that shit.
Well, he gave him the Computadora, which came in clutch.
Yeah, and he should have read that shit more.
He did.
You have a limited time between turns. There's no turn counter. There's, like, no turn counter.
I know, it's crazy.
So I always would have fucking sat there and like, hold on, I'm going to read this shit real quick.
2 hours later.
Exactly.
You done reading, bitch?
So Dungeon Dice is tight as fuck. It's actually the concept... I can't understand it because they're explaining so much of it as they were fucking going to kind of emulate how Yugi was feeling instead of just teaching me how Dungeon Dice work. But what I figured out I liked it. You know, I like the pathing system. So where each character has their own little like path you can create. You got to chain it together to get down to your health box or an opponent monster, you know what I'm saying, to fight.
No, yeah, I 100% agree.
I like that. What I didn't like was I didn't like how you had to roll crest to summon shit.
I think that makes it interesting. I don't think they did a good job of explaining the crests very well in the different dice because there was like different colored dice and there was only one time that the color of the die made a difference. But I don't know if like different colored dice meant different levels or anything like that. I wish they would have explained that.
I think like
better.
There was like one dice was for like the crests. One dice is like a multiplier.
Mm-mm.
And then another dice was the match crest, and you'd get the shit. You see what I'm saying?
No? I don't think that's what it was. Because you had three chances with the three different dice to match the crests. So you could have got the same crest on all three. You only have to match it on two of them.
But that's where the multiplier dice comes in.
Well, no. There was just different, I think, like, different dice are higher level or whatever, so they have a...
No, because some of them have multipliers. The dice he was rolling... It had multipliers on it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no. Some of them did and some of them didn't. Yeah, like, that's a thing. But I don't know if that's, like, higher level dice. I don't know what it is.
This is why they didn't fucking... First off, they didn't have rules ready for regular Duel Monsters. So why the fuck are you creating rules for a whole separate game? This is the issue. If they were real, they would have did what they did in real life and make the game first, then make the rules, then put the fucking rules into Dungeon Dice, and then we could have had a real thing going. Instead, fucking Bakugan came out instead and took the same shit... as Dungeon Dice and put it in a fucking ball, okay? This is why I'm mad to this day.
In fairness, Bakugan was kind of lit.
I had him. They're fucking stupid. Dungeon Dice was cooler.
Okay, I mean, I'm not saying it's not cooler, but Bakugan was pretty lit.
How do you fight Bakugan?
I don't know. I never fought him.
Exactly.
I had some, they were cool, bro.
Fucking Bakugan. You just roll it and it pops open and it's like, that's tight.
That was tight.
But I get bored of just rolling it after a while.
That's the point I'm trying to make. That's all I'm trying to say is that it was tight.
I didn't say that wasn't tight. I said what wasn't tight was I couldn't fight him.
Well, yeah, no, that part I don't care about. Then again, I never even fought Pokemon cards either. So who am I to judge?
But yeah, my main issue with this whole duel system was that Duke just tried to straight hoe Yugi. Mm-hmm. If they would at least let Duke explain the rule and they fought evenly and like let Duke lose like barely, that would have been kind of tight. But instead they made Duke look like a bitch, even though Duke ain't no bitch. He stand 10 toes every day.
Well, okay, I'll tell you my one issue with the rules and the lack of explaining and everything is that there's the most obvious possible strategy that they didn't really explain much until it happened. But, I mean, it seems pretty clear-cut that if you can just, like, get up the field a little bit and then go all the way across, duh.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what Duke did. He ended up covering completely across the field.
You can use your opponent's pathway if you connect to it.
You can, but
you have to fight the monster to do it.
Exactly. So it's like it's just kind of broken. That makes sense to me, but if you just roll
you can waste your turns doing that, but I'm just gonna bolster my monster. I'm gonna come and just kick your teeth in over and over
if you get the dice roll.
But while you're doing that, you're giving me more chances to roll the dice.
Yeah, I guess. But he's summoning dice, or he's summoning monsters the whole time he's doing that. So he's not only is he spreading out horizontally, but now no matter where you try to go, you got to meet one of his monsters. And then you got to move towards the middle to meet more of his monsters.
See, this is why you're a defensive player. You got to think offensively, all right? Duke had the right thing in mind. He just Yugi got that heart of that bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Duke had, like, that's an easy strategy. Of course that's a great strategy. I'm on Duke's side on this. Like, Duke was doing the good strategy. And then, I mean, as much as he tried to hoe Yugi, Yugi put the game face on.
Let's talk about the real bullshit of this arc.
Okay.
They gave Duke Kaiba's theme.
What do you mean?
You ain't hear them? You hear that shit?
No.
At the end of episode 47, when Duke was doing some shit and it was talking about him creating Dungeon Dice Monsters, They played fucking Kaiba's theme.
I'm not gonna lie, I did not pay close enough attention to know that the same music they played for Duke Devlin is the same music they played for Kaiba.
Pay more attention to the score, bro. You gotta respect these guys who write the OST.
I'm an OST kind of guy, but like I didn't notice that it was the exact same one because we didn't even get Kaiba in this arc, so I didn't get to compare it.
That's why they hoed his ass. I was like, y'all couldn't make a whole new theme for Duke? You had to steal Kaiba shit?
Or are they trying to make him an anti-hero too?
Nah, he's just straight good guy. He just on some bullshit.
Well, no, now he is. I mean, he gonna be.
He's on bullshit. It happens,
That was one of my, I'll tell you what, that's one of my least favorite tropes that they do.
They lose that he's a good guy now?
No. When the guy or the girl, whoever it is like, oh, you hoed me out of this, even though you didn't do nothing wrong, but the person that you took out was clearly a great person. Obviously, they weren't. And it's like, brother, why must we do this so many times over and over again? Pegasus was a greater man than you'll ever be. You had to have cheated. Well, you
Duke
weren't
is
there.
To Pegasus as Michael Jackson fans are to Michael Jackson.
That's
the analogy.
I don't fully agree with that, but I see what you're saying.
Yep. Y'all can read between the lines. But yeah, so Yugi ends up, you know, cheating again and fucking winning.
Cheating?
Dude fucking cheats his way through life. Fucking
bro, explain to me how he cheated in a game that he didn't know the rules to. And yet still found it. What do you mean, heart of the cards, bro? It's heart of the dice.
Fucking get out of my face.
You get out of my face, bro. He don't know what he's doing out here.
And then he figured out, well, I can save up crests and use them later. How the fuck does that work? Fuck you, Yugi.
Bro, right, he did exactly what you was talking about earlier. He read the shit, and now he winning, and now you mad?
But yeah.
Now you mad?
He just cheated. It's okay.
You a bitch, it sounds like.
Duke didn't get his fair chance.
Well,
give Duke this so-called heart of the cards as well. Watch him win.
Bro, you super bitch. Joey had it too, and he still lost to Duke.
No, Joey did not have Heart of the Cards. He even said, I don't got it no more, so I'm not fighting for my sister. So that's why he fucking lost. Okay? Fuck him. He had the heart of ego.
You can have the heart of these nuts, buddy. Shut the hell up with this bullshit.
They did the battle, lost. Then they remixed the intro.
Yeah.
I forgot that this was a thing.
Yeah.
They're doing too much. They ruined it. It's too much going on.
It's true.
But I like the middle section where there's no like people talking a little bit better. That shit right there in the middle. That shit kind of hard. But the beginning when they do like the fucking record, like they're doing that, it's a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, I'm not.
And this is staying for all of Battle City, I remember, so. That is.
Oh, boy. Not excited.
All right. So, in the last episode of this section we're going to cover for today, our favorite bandit showed back up.
Bro, they had to nerf him.
A brother named Keith showed up. And Keith took advantage of Yugi's stupidity because Yugi's a fucking idiot. Yugi gets, okay, first off, starts the episode off. Yugi gets a big ass curb chain. Bro. First off, who sold Yugi this big ass chain?
This dude right, went to Home Depot.
I wanted to see him buy it. I wanted to see the black man he bought this from. You know some dude said, yo, bro, that shit you got on your neck is tight. That little piece you got, that's dope. The problem is you got a good chain for that. That little rope shit, that's ass, boy. Let me show you something. He opened up like his jacket, like, you know, like the fucking the dudes who sell like watches and shit. Popped that bitch open. You know, he had chains on chains right there. He said, look, I got the Cubans. I got the fucking lace. Which one you want, little bro? And he had on his fucking, he didn't even have it in his coat. That shit was attached to his car. He said, yo, can I get that one? And he said, hold on, bro. That's my bike lock. What do you mean? What do you mean? You want, that's my bike lock. And the dude was quick about it. He was like, yeah, that was like a 250. He was like, sweet, here you go, bro. And he just put on this big-ass curb chain. You know that shit heavy as hell, too. Yugi got a strong back.
Bro, yeah, the Pharaoh carrying him around literally at this point.
And just he carrying that shit around, just iced out. You know, Yugi got get the bitch. His tail was like, oh, shit, Yugi. You know, he's like,
bro, you know, she said that light. When he put on the vest. That's when Taya said it.
Bro, he's like, you know, it's something light. Even though it's the opposite, it's something heavy. That shit. Big. That shit's a 20-pound chain on his neck.
See Yugi doing some pull-ups with the Millennium Puzzle on in the Battle City. But
he put
that
shit on for safekeeping. He literally says, I'm going to make sure I don't lose my puzzle. That's the first thing this dude does. Is some dude says, yo, man, I got to hold a personal possession for you, bro. You know, oh, shit, that chain looked pretty cool. Can I hold that? Yugi could be like, nah, you can hold my wallet. Like, fuck that. Like... He said a personal, at first he said personal possession, and then he's the one who pitched out the puzzle. You could have pitched something else back to him. He's like, well, as long as you give it back, and the dude grabbed it, instantly flips the table at Yugi.
Bro, the table flip. That's too much.
Why did he instantly just go boom and just take off?
He was like, well, what I see in your future is your puzzle going missing, bitch. Who?
I see your future, your bitch ass Rob. You took off, bro. This is why he's Bandit Keith. He went back to his old ways. He took off on his ass, stole that shit. Ran into some dark ass. I thought for sure he's gonna wait and just sock you as he's coming around the corner. Just close this card game shit, bro. That's what I'm saying. Bandit Keith acting like, I know it's not fully Bandit Keith because it's the Shadow Games Keith, but he's acting like he didn't try to kill Pegasus with a damn gun. So, like, this bro could have stood up and just, like, boom, right around the corner. Bow! That's not even Pharaoh. Pharaoh's trapped with you. You just punch Yugi in the face and dip. Blah! And Yugi would have collapsed back. And you just take off, bro. Now, if it was Tristan or Joey, I'd get it. That's a tougher fight. Like, Joey can fight a little bit. Tristan, I think, is the premier fighter of that group. But...
he absolutely is.
But shit,
that's because he's, you know, 37 years old.
Yeah, and so then Bandit Keith challenges Yugi to a duel because, of course, he does. They start dueling. Bro, this shit further proved my point that Tristan and Taya and them are not fucking high schoolers.
Okay.
How? They got to help with something. They can't. They're not supposed to go help Yugi because they got to help the soccer coach. When they come and show us the soccer coach, looks younger than Tristan.
Bro, can we talk about... Taya said, bro, my cat gotta go to the vet.
And he knew what she meant. He said, oh.
He said,
oh, you gotta go to the colleges. I got you.
He said, bro, not the kitty. Not the kitty. Bro,
you gotta go to the kind of colleges. Oh, you got you fucked up.
Bro, you're good, bro. Go bro get coach was out here scheming, bro. He said, go get that kitty fixed up, then come back and see me.
That was out of pocket. That was crazy. But yeah, so we left off on a to be continued with Yugi battling Bandit Keith and everyone looking for him. But Bakura also on his way there to do God knows what. Bakura thing. Well, I guess not Bakura, it's the other guy, but he's coming there to do something.
Well, that's not yet. We didn't even see him yet.
Yeah, we did.
Oh no, you're right. We saw him before they went to the soccer coach.
Yeah, because he's the one who flipped all the fucking signs around. Punk ass man. He just took the signs down. But this punk ass bitch fucking flipped the arrows around.
Bro, he's out here like, I gotta go find it. And then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna take the next 45 minutes to turn every one of these signs a different way, bro.
God damn.
Can we also talk about, I'm pretty sure he conjured up like 77 more signs.
Absolutely. They were not all there. He started many, making bro. His own signs. Like he brought paper. I was like,
he stopped at the craft store all the way. He said, I need a marker and some paper.
Bro, fucking this dude, Bad Pecora, he does arts and crafts. Guess how evil he is. He's willing to do arts and crafts to fuck with you.
That's a whole new level of evil.
God damn. But yeah, so that's where we're off. Technically, this kicks off Battle City. Episode 50 is the official start to Battle City arc, according to the wikis. So we're in Battle City now. But we ain't there yet. So yeah. That's all we got for you this week.
And it's a good time.
We'll be back next week with 51 through 56, or 55?
51 through 55.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, thanks for hanging out. I remind you guys, we've got social media everywhere if you look up at Da Binge Boys, DABINGBOIS. And we want to head on out today, so we're going to remind you guys that with you today, I was the king of Dungeon Dice Enrique.
And I am still, somehow, Yami T-Max.
And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!